Creating value through reverse logistics. There are firms that don't want to deal with product returns. This is termed an avoidance strategy. With increased competition from online retailers, it is more difficult to find firms that publicly publish return policies that are of this nature. However, some companies will not accept product returns and instead offer other options, such as a discount on a future purchase or store credit. Other firms focus on producing such high-quality products that most customers don't need to make returns. Some companies, such as those that produce high-tech products that have a steep learning curve, provide one-on-one instruction, free group classes, or educational materials to help new customers become better acquainted with and adept at using their products. Others, like the Geek Squad, a partner of Best Buy, offer product delivery and setup services, often for a fee, to help get the customer started. Some manufacturers provide multiple service options for new customers that range from telephone support to web-based instant messaging and in-person consultations to less timely modes such as email and letter correspondence via U.S. mail. Instead of seeing the reverse logistics process as a drain on resources and a fruitless but necessary activity, companies can embrace the inevitable product returns and view them as an opportunity to enhance the firm's profits. However, this requires carefully conceived product return policies that will not only minimize returns but also foster goodwill and ongoing relationships with customers who, although initially disappointed by having to make a return, will find the cash, store credit, or product replacement options a satisfactory conclusion to their transaction. Once a company has mastered its reverse flows processes or has hired a third party that is managing them successfully, reverse logistics flows will act as a value stream rather than a waste stream and will increase the bottom line for the company.